It's 18 past 7 on ABC Radio Perth, live from Leighton Beach. How's that when they used to fire the guns out to sea? Well, these days, things have changed a bit. I mean, back then, they never would have heard about this. Women in surf boats. Oh, you couldn't have that. I say this in jest, of course, because sitting in front of me are a couple of members of the Fremantle Angels. They row surf boats down here. Fiona and Carla, good morning to you. Oh, hang on, I've got to turn your microphone on. Good morning.
Morning.
Great to see you down here. You're the first female surf boat team for Frio, is that right?
To make the state. Team.
To make the state team. So you guys have been doing this for quite some time, obviously.
Not me. I started surf boats at 45.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, given you look about 25, how does that work out?
I'll go on radio with you anytime.
You started at 45. What about you, Carla?
I started about 20.
Yes.
So surf boats is in my blood. So my dad's rowed and my pop has also rowed. So I'm their generation surf boat rower.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's polar opposites, isn't it? One, it's in the family. One just joined a bit later on. Why did you join later on then, Fiona?
I did a solo crossing to Rottnest Island when I was 40. Mm-hmm. And after that, I was sick of swimming up and down a pool and decided to join the surf club. And I started doing surf races, racing mail board races. And then I got asked to try out boats. I'd gone apparently to the dark side. The surf boats was just a brand new challenge for me and gave me the adrenaline rush. I got to row with a crew every morning. So it was a team event.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it, competing with a team.
So you're one of these people that gets to milestones and tries something new. What will you be doing at 80, do you think?
Well, originally I'd said I'd do a solo swim every 10 years, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. But now that I'm in surf boats, I can't see me wanting to go back to swimming.
Fair enough. Carla, how often do you train then if you've been doing this, you know, most of your life? And are you guys in the water every day?
At the moment, most three times a week, and then we try and sit on the ergo about twice a week if we can. So it's just, we have to balance a lot. We've all got big families, so it's balancing time with families and training. So we just work together to balance whatever works and gets down here as much as we can.
So what is this about the state team? Have you got some big championships coming up?
We do. We're going to Victoria to race in Lawn in the middle of February.
And how are you going to go?
We're going to win.
Of course you are. Do it for WA. You've got a few other members of the team here, haven't you? Sort of egging you on.
So we went and got presented with our uniforms last night, and we had six of the children there, and I think everyone's going, oh, my gosh, they're mothers. So it was a bit of an eye-opener that, you know, here's a crew, we're, you know, mature, we've all got jobs and children and families. Yeah. And we're heading over to row for WA.
So this is open age then. So you're going to be up against the whippersnappers. Is that why they're looking at you going, hang on a minute?
Absolutely. We have been asked, aren't you the Masters crew? Which we are. We are a Masters crew and we'll be competing in Masters, but we've also made the open category to row for WA.
I love that. This is all the sort of messages we've been putting out this morning about people doing some really cool things. I mean, we've talked about, you know, ethnic background, age, whatever it is. There's no barriers, are there?
No barriers at all. We'll do anything.
Yeah. And just finally, what is it you love about the environment of a surf club?
I love the team atmosphere. You feel welcome. It's like a giant big family. You can walk down here. Everyone's happy. They'll say hello to you. You feel welcome and you feel part of a team.
Oh, fantastic. Fiona and Carla, congratulations on making the team, the state team. Good luck in Lawn next month. Can you tell us how you go when you get back?
We will. Thank you very much.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for joining us on ABC Breakfast. We'll cross to Kate Lever with some more interesting characters in just a moment.
This summer, have a safe one by learning your ABCs. A is for action plan.